This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Deadly wildfires continue to ravage portions of the United States of California, Washington, and Oregon. The fires are so massive, smoke has settled over East Coast cities like New York and Washington. Oregon is considered the most concentrated fire hotspot, with the governor asking President Donald Trump to issue a major disaster declaration for the state. That would allow for additional federal resources. President Trump had already issued a federal emergency declaration for Oregon last week. Oregon emergency management officials said some 16 people remain missing. 8 people have been confirmed dead. Weather forecasters predict thunderstorms for Oregon Thursday and Friday, which could help firefighters contain the fires and clear the air of smoke. Hurricane Sally uprooted trees, flooded streets, and cut power to hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses Wednesday as the powerful storm brought, quote, historic and catastrophic, end quote, flooding to the Alabama-Florida coast in the United States. Some parts of the Gulf Coast have already been inundated with more than 18 inches of rain in the last 24 hours. The U.S. Justice Department has charged 5 Chinese residents and 2 Malaysian businessmen in connection with cyber intrusions in recent years involving a wide range of businesses, companies, and people. At a Justice Department news conference, Deputy Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen explains exactly how it all works.
The Chinese hackers compromised software providers, software that providers around the world had, and modified the provider's code to install backdoors that enabled further hacks against the software provider's customers.
The alleged hacking effort from early 2014 until August 2020 targeted thousands of computers. This is VOA News. President Trump denies he ever downplayed the threat of the coronavirus. The denial comes despite there being an audio recording of him stating that he did downplay it. Speaking at a televised town hall hosted by ABC News in the U.S. city of Philadelphia Tuesday, President Trump defended his handling of the coronavirus crisis. He also said a vaccine against the deadly virus could be 3 or 4 weeks away, despite cautionary notes sounded by some U.S. public health officials about that accelerated timeline. Japan has a new prime minister. Yoshihide Suga was voted into the role by Parliament Wednesday. He's the country's first new leader in nearly 8 years, appointing a new cabinet that kept around much of his predecessor Shinzo Abe's lineup. Suga, who is considered Abe's right-hand man, has pledged to pursue many of Abe's programs and his economic strategy. Suga also said in a news conference Wednesday that he would implement policies to beef up Tokyo's alliance with the United States while hoping to establish stable relationships with China and Russia. 5 million confirmed coronavirus infections in India. The nation passed that marker Wednesday as the virus continues to rage and test the healthcare system. India has added more than 1 million cases this month alone. The world's second most populous country is expected to surpass the United States and become the pandemic's worst hit country within weeks. India's health ministry reported more than 90,000 new cases in the past 24 hours. The global economy might be doing better during the pandemic than what was originally believed. However, it's still vulnerable to a new outbreak of the deadly coronavirus. International Monitoring Group, the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, said Wednesday the world's economy will slip 4.5% this year, an improvement from the 6% drop it predicted in June. The OECD said the world's economic fortunes will rebound next year, growing by 5%, but cautioned that the outlook is, quote, subject to considerable uncertainty as the pandemic remains untamed. The World Trade Organization has ruled the Trump administration's tariffs on Chinese goods to be illegal. It's the first time the Geneva-based trade body has ruled against a series of tariffs the administration has imposed on a number of countries. The ruling could allow China to impose retaliatory tariffs. The U.S. tariffs target 2 batches of Chinese products. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.